Tomorrow, the lights on Broadway will be dimmed in honor of Anne Bancroft. The actress has died of cancer at the age of 73. She won both a Tony and an Oscar for her role in The Miracle Worker. She played Annie Sullivan, the fiercely determined teacher of Helen Keller.
I want complete charge of her.
You already have it.
No, I mean day and night. She has to be dependent on me.
For what?
Everything. The food she eats, the clothes she wears, fresh air. Yes, the air she breathes. Whatever her body needs is a primer to teach her out of. It's the only way.
Anne Bancroft was just 6 years older than Dustin Hoffman when they co-starred in The Graduate in 1967, but she played the mother of his girlfriend, a temptress who seduces him with matter-of-fact efficiency.
I'll get undressed now, is that all right?
Sure. Shall I just stand here? I mean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Why don't you watch?
Oh, sure, thank you.
Will you bring me a hanger?
What?
A hanger.
Oh, yes. Wood?
What?
Wood or wire, they have both.
The stockings, the slip, the liquor and cigarettes, Mrs. Robinson became synonymous with Anne Bancroft. She was at times frustrated that nobody talked to her about Annie Sullivan, just Mrs. Robinson. But it had its advantages. Once she was having lunch in Italy with her husband, Mel Brooks. Four young men were at a nearby table, and then they realized Mrs. Robinson was sitting there. Bancroft told an interviewer, "They got up out of their seats, they took off my shoes, they kissed my feet, they threw me in the air, they danced with me. It was the most glorious celebration I have ever had in my life." Anne Bancroft received four other Oscar nominations. She was born Anna Maria Louise Italiano in the Bronx. She picked the name Bancroft out of a list supplied by the studio 20th Century Fox because, she said, it sounded dignified. Anne Bancroft died yesterday in New York. She was 73. This is NPR, National Public Radio.